We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
We have been joined in the studio. It's a great honour and a pleasure to welcome Alan Taylor. Alan, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you very much for taking me at such short notice.
No, not a problem.
To say, you know, to comment about what we're doing. So really, really grateful.
Well, I think the message that you're giving us is an extremely important one that people do need to listen to. So please.
Yeah, okay. So I've just come back from the square where I've spent most of the day today talking to the general public to get the men to sign up for our latest PSA test. A PSA test is a simple blood test that all men can have, usually from the age of 40 to 80, and it'll tell you the health of your prostate. It's really, really important you get this done because... And I apologise for that, but it's my phone. I have a helpline. I have a helpline that men can phone me any time. And, of course, they're phoning now. But, but yeah, so what we're doing this year is we've run PSA tests at three different locations so far, at Totland, at Sandown, and at Cowes. And we've tested something in the region of about... 1,200 men. So we've got two more to run to make it up to our normal 2,000 tests that we have. And of those 2,000 tests, we almost guarantee that 10% of the men that we test will need to have medical follow-up. And these are men that haven't got any symptoms at all, usually quite fit men. I was being asked whether it affects mainly people that men are obese or not. No, anybody. Even Chris Hoy, who was an Olympic cyclist, he's got advanced prostate cancer. So any man, any size, any social level and what have you, prostate cancer is a possibility of you having it. And it's such an easy test. Everybody's so concerned about the rubber glove job. We don't do that. We just do a blood test done by professional phlebotomists that we take from St Mary's. And then once we've got the samples, we take them across to QA hospital and we endeavour to get results to you within 5 days. We don't want you hanging around worried about what it might be. So it's really, really important that that you come along to any one of our tests. Now, we have got two left, one this Saturday and one on the 1st of November. If anybody's really urgently needs to get themselves tested, I would suggest first of all you go and try your doctor. If you don't have any joy at the doctor, then you are left with two alternatives. Either come to us and get a test done, or you can get a home test kit. The problem with that is that you do have to make yourself bleed considerably to fill up a test tube. Ooh. And men aren't too good at doing that.
No.
So they generally come to us to have the test where a professional is going to be doing it for you. Unfortunately, our two events, the one on Saturday and the one on the 1st of November, are both full. But if you give us a call on 07 68 245 124, we might be able to squeeze you in somewhere, because we do occasionally get cancellations. We do have another test coming up next year. Our 2026 program is already in action, and we can get you into that if you go onto our website, iwpcsg.org. Go onto there and you'll see where you can book.
Are there any symptoms to this? If anybody's getting any symptoms, do they need to be worried or what?
Okay, so we only test men with no symptoms. Because if you've got symptoms, you go to your doctor, he will test you. The main symptoms are getting up at night 4 or 5 times in the night, having difficulty urinating, or when you have urinated, feeling that you're still not emptied it properly at all. And having an urgency to get to urinate, really, really urgency to get there. And, of course, there's the old chestnut, losing interest in the opposite sex. Hmm. But those are the symptoms which, if you have, then go see your doctor and you'll get yourself tested. The problem with prostate cancer is a silent killer.
Yes.
It's there, it's doing its thing, and you have no symptoms, you have no idea at all. If you're over 40, get yourself tested.
Do you think it's best? Because I've always kind of thought that if you name it, you can tame it. If you've kind of got some kind of symptoms, but you're too worried about going, I think my advice would be, and I'm not sure if you'd agree with this, go and get it checked out. Because if you're told yes, you can then deal with that. rather than to let it go and then get to a stage where it's too far gone to be dealt with.
Absolutely right. And on top of that, if you're told yes, then because of the hereditary nature of this illness, you can get your kids to be informed about the situation. You can give them a heads up that maybe, because of the hereditary, they might need to go along if you've got children over the age of 40.